Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Q Day. Zosha.
Beautiful Lauren, hello.
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Me too, I've missed you. I've missed
you
everyone.
too. Me
We can
too.
talk about that in a bit. It's so fun to be here, so excited.
Yay,
Yay.
Oh my gosh, my favorite day of the week.
It's everyone's favorite day. Every day is really Q day. This is concentrated Q day.
This is true. This is true. All right. Well, I figured to get started, there's so many new shows populating on BBS, on the Q train shows. And I just wanted to just put a plug in for all the new shows. It just brings me great joy and pleasure to do this. And I just love uplifting and sharing and helping. So let's get started. Well, the first one, I mean, that was, we just heard it, Connect with Kelly, Zosha. Ugh.
Great job, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly,
natural.
we love you. You did so awesome. So, I mean, it goes without saying, Connect with Kelly. If you just heard her, she's the hour before this show, bi-weekly. It's 10 a.m. Central Time. And so Kelly's passion is to provide a space for people to connect, collaborate, and create. And it'll be a space to share projects and provide a way to connect and collaborate. And she does have a website that will be the act as the interface for the connection, as well as a live call-in show. And she is so passionate about giving people as an opportunity to share their ideas, their dreams, their projects on the air. I mean, this is her passion. And so that just started today. So woo woo, Kelly. I'm so proud of you, girl. Okay, the next show is Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Starts Sunday, April 6th, 4 p.m. Central. Basically, this show is with Bo from Idaho. We've all heard her on the calls, and Vivacious Vic. And join them as they get their hands dirty, exploring the art of gardening, the secrets of food preservation, and the magic of plant alchemy. From organic farming tips to hearty recipes, homesteading hacks, and sustainable living advice, this duo brings practical know-how with a dash of wild charm. It's perfect for homesteaders, foodies, and eco-enthusiasts. So be sure to tune in every other Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time. For a fresh take on growing, cooking, and thriving straight from the soil to your soul. I love that. So,
are they paying you? Because you're doing, I just have to interrupt. You're doing an amazing job. You can do this as a side gig.
Girl, I love it.
You can do voiceovers or not. That's not the right phrase. Promo pieces. Amazing.
Aww. Thank
Keep
you.
going. I'm just listening here. Go.
Thank you. Thank you. I love promoting. I love sharing. I love uplifting. I love elevating. I just love it. So it just brings me great joy. Okay. Next, we have Happy New Now Show. I'm so excited about this show. So this is three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of moms, work, and things to do. They are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as they trip along the way. These ladies are bonded by their passion to have health and healing and a better world for our children, finding ourselves more deeply, igniting our divine feminine gifts, and living fully through our heart centers. So their show actually already started. I was listening to the first episode yesterday and laughing and smiling all at the same time. It was just beautiful. It's on Station 1 BBS Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Central. And the first Wednesday of every month, they're going to be doing live call-in shows. They also have a website, happynewnowshow.com. Has so many amazing resources. You can book one-on-ones. This was with Molly, Saskia, and Tracy, and just a plethora of resources on their website. So excited to hear these ladies. It's just amazing. The next show is Health Unmasked. This is going to be a show talking about truth and healing and nutrition. It's a 30-minute show. And they're going to hopefully have a little bit of time to do some call-ins and some live shows too for Q&A. And just so many things that they're going to be talking about on this show to help assist us not having to go to the doctor, really understanding nutrition and how our body works. So super excited. This show again is 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the website is healthunmasked.com. So there's that one. And there's, excuse me, yeah, I did the timing. Okay. Then the next one, okay, we know this girl, Sunshine. Whiplash Talk with Sunshine, bi-weekly. It's the hour before Being Inspired with Q. And Sunshine, she shares her personal journey through sudden change. She's sharing how she's navigated and navigating change while on the ascension journey. And I just love listening to her, just so uplifting, so encouraging. And her conversation with Q and Mermaid is actually was the reason why I felt compelled to start this show and our show. And so I just so thankful to you, Sunshine, as well as the Awakening Wave Show with Robin Lee. Woot woot! Hey, Robin. This is a Saturday's bi-weekly is the hour after PRQ timelines on the days that there is not the Being Inspired show. Sorry, I know that's a little confusing. But Robin, she just explores spiritual awakening and ascension, focusing on how to integrate spirituality in all aspects of life. I mean, she talks about sexuality, she talks about spirituality, she talks about so many amazing topics. She's had Mountain Man Mike on the show with her and Q. So be sure to tune into her show. Then we have Sojourns with Hummy, Bo, Zaya, Omi, and Merman. This is the Saturdays on Saturdays on Being Inspired with Q Saturdays. It's the hour before the PRQ homesteading show. And this show, it just covers so many themes: love, health, energy, various realms, empowerment, technology, technological intelligence, epigenetics. I mean, this show's got it going on. They are just it's just a beautiful place where these sisters are sharing their love and their experiences to assist us on our journey. And actually, Zosha, we're going to be on their show. We're going to be guests on their show on April 5th.
That's right. I verified that they knew what they were doing when they invited us, so we're so excited to be with them.
Yes.
Next Saturday, you said, correct?
Yes,
Yeah, just
ma'am.
a telephone.
Next Saturday. Also, we have Bards Rising with Michael Deem, Mountain Man Mike. Oh my gosh, his show is so empowering. It's Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This man has such a passion for empowering us to step into our sovereignty, our power, our freedom while crashing the matrix, pushing back peacefully and powerfully. He is very passionate about showing you the corruption of unconstitutionality and the very dark side of government, how to spot dark agents. And he's going to tell us how to do it all in a peaceful way. And he has really cool PDF attachments during his shows that you can follow along with him, PowerPoints, and it's just I love I just Mountain Man Mike, he's awesome to listen to. When I listen to his intro music or his music, it's just so empowering. I love it. And lastly, we have Lucia Nicola Evans. I worked with Lucia. I think we've all had spent time working with Lucia in some way, shape, or form. So she has her website, lucianicolaevans.com, if you want to work with her one-on-one. She is also working now with Margie Barbier doing retreats. And they've had retreats, the retreats for this year, California, June 12th through the 19th. And they also have some European women's retreats in Germany, September 14th through the 21st, and the UK, September 26th through October 3rd. And if you're interested in attending one of their retreats, you can email them at retreatmagicnow@gmail.com. And lastly, BBS. BBS, we love you. We couldn't do this without you. So we love you so much. We know you guys work so hard, and I feel your love whenever I'm communicating with you. And I'm sure Zosia could probably say the same. I mean, we feel it, we know it, and we love you. So, Zosia.
Wow. Hold on though. Who are we inspired by the most? All of us, of all of these beautiful shows that you mentioned.
Oh my gosh,
Project
Q.
Review, PRQ Homesteading, PRQ Timelines, being inspired with Q and Project Review with Q. The
Yes.
inspiration to all of us. I feel every show you just mentioned has and probably will also dedicate their love to Q and
That's right.
Mermaid and all you've done for us, with us, through us. Thank you.
Yes,
Thank you.
absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Zosia. I mean, that's where it's all started from Q, Q and Mermaid.
Absolutely. And Lauren, you
Yeah.
left us out. What about our show?
Oh my God. Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia. You want to play and have fun and just be
Same.
silly and just be authentic and just, grab a cup of coffee or whatever you want and just sit and just listen. And yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. And what do we love to talk about?
Anything.
Anything. We just love to have fun, be authentic. And I heard Kelly say the word in the last show, the last of her steps of C's, celebrate.
That's right.
We're ready. We're ready. We've just been loving to celebrate. And last piece, because we totally dropped the ball last time. Next Saturday, we will be interviewing, or yeah, we'll be interviewing Q and Mermaid again. And what's the hot topic next weekend, Lauren?
Oh, birthing, particularly
Yes.
birthing process, water birthing, dolphin-assisted water birthing. Yay, I'm so
I
excited.
know. So glad you threw that in at the end. Really excited. Go ahead. I
Here,
felt you.
go ahead.
No, and just, well, no, I was going to tee in the last interview. We spoke with them last weekend. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, I'm so glad you threw that in at the end. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, that I love it. I was just inspired. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to chat with Mermaid and Q about this. And I know you feel the same.
Exactly. Isn't it exciting that we're at this point now where we're talking about these topics? I know so many of us have had love of these topics and the last show talking about children and nature and all of that. It's so exciting that they're coming to the forefront now where we're discussing them. That's to me hugely encouraging where we're at. And
Yeah.
just to throw back to the shows, the beautiful shows, how great to feel all of us coming together, all of us expressing our excitement and sharing it with each other. And look how fast it's happening.
I Zosia, I sit and I'm just like in awe. I'm in awe of it's like, just like what Q said. I mean, it's all happening and it's happening now, it's happening fast.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a card on the Q train.
Exactly. It's a long train now. It's getting longer. It's
That's right.
so really exciting. Congratulations to everyone. We really love you all, and we'll be celebrating together one of these days.
That's right. That's right. I can't wait for the party. I mean, we're partying now, but you know what I mean. We're
Yeah.
like, yeah. Well, Zosia, I felt like since on the last show we talked about taking, we're gonna t do an experiment. And we could call it a mission. Q calls it missions. And we're going to take a tech break for a week and see how we felt and then share with the audience. So anything, I've been rambling here. So what would you like to share? What are your observations about taking this break from tech?
Yeah, I've done it before in different ways, but this is particularly special to me this month because I'm completely on my own. So I really am in my presence, I'll say. So to turn off the tech, not say I haven't turned it off per se. I haven't reacted to any tech. So, did I do some research on the internet? Yes. Did I listen to Q shows? Yes. So, it's not completely without tech, just to be clear, but no texting, no Telegram, nothing. I didn't speak to anyone except for Lauren because we had one scheduled meeting on Wednesday, right, Lauren? So,
Yeah.
the next time we spoke was just an hour ago. And I missed you.
I missed you too.
I missed you. But the beauty of, wow, just being, I'll just say, I just floating. You asked me if I was floating. I said, yes. Floating in just this deep presence with myself, really just being with myself in total silence, alone, but completely fulfilled, not alone. I was never alone. I have more, a more depthful relationship with myself. I feel myself more. So it's been a beautiful another test of being away from the tech, but really being away. So again, just being on my own, having an empty home, and just not feeling anyone else's energetics, but completely myself. What do they call it? A staycation. So it just, I didn't, I had one appointment in the Matrix and I said 2 o'clock. Okay, 2 o'clock. I can be there at two. I'm like set an alarm turned. I was 25 minutes late, but it was really beautiful actually because I had no idea. I really had no idea. I just had a general feeling of when to get there and they were fine. They were fine, but it was just interesting how goofy I felt. Just really floating around. I don't know how to say it. It's really floating is the perfect word. It is really just floating. And all the little fun, little synchronicities that come about and the little animals that I met or the people that I met. I don't really know how else to say it, but just being with myself and really just nothing. I reacted to nothing. It was really heavenly. So I'll leave it there. What was your experience? Did you miss me?
Oh my gosh. Did you? Of course, you know I did. When we called, when we spoke, when we, I'm like, I miss my sister.
And I said the
you. Yeah,
same.
that's right. That's right. I love what you said, Zosia, about your observations. And I too, just to echo what you said, I wasn't completely off of the tech, but not reacting. I did look up some stuff on the internet as well and listen to the shows. I did have to go take the dog into the vet, into the Matrix for an appointment. But I noticed it's when you're away from it, there's just this peace. I don't know how to describe it unless you do it. It's you just feel so grounded. In yourself and connected to yourself, and it's a richer, deeper connection. There's you start to recognize your presence in your heart. There's a song by Van Morrison, "These Are the Days," and it says, "Your smiling face, your precious presence." And just to talk about presence, I believe Kelly said this on the on her show. The new currency is our energy. It's our presence. And how could I put a price or a number or a measurement on your presence, Zosia, when we can you can't. You just can't. It's immeasurable. It's priceless. So I just felt so much more in tune with myself, my surroundings, my environments. My environment. And two, I did notice that there were some things that popped up for me. Gotta clean that out a little bit, right? Little pinch here and there, right? I gotta work on that a little bit more, just observing.
Didn't it help you see it more by
Yes.
being quieter?
Yes, it did. It did. And I noticed when I did go back to go back and check things, I was like, wow, just observing. This is really great because this is just an attest to this thing doesn't own me. Like it doesn't control me, right? Because Literally, I mean, in essence, I mean, it can. It's very subtle, though, Zosia. It's so subtle.
It metastasizes almost.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's,
It
I.
creeps in the other door. You close that door, it's gonna swirl around the other way, unless if you're not paying attention, like you're sharing.
Yeah, I even noticed something so small, but I noticed this my speech and how fast I was talking, because I tend to I get excited, so I speak a little fast sometimes, and sometimes I'm all over the place. It is what it is, but when you're really centered and in your spirit, everything slows down. It's this rich, velvety, floaty, wonderful feeling. And like you said, you're not alone. You're fulfilled, right?
Yeah.
So that was my observations. That was my takeaways. I met some interesting people too. On, I shared with you. It was just some of the people I met were interesting and funny and made me laugh when I did venture out and just walk around and just be. So something that I noticed as well is that you can become so consumed. All right. So that these are observations. Anything you want to share on that before I go into the next transition into the next?
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Because I did have something to that when you talked about well, this isn't the word you use. The word I use is a frequency that when you said you slowed down, when we go into that inner state of peace, right? That's our essence, that's our being, that's our spirit. And what connected for me, what came up is almost when you turn on the tech, the frequency starts to change, my observation, just like yours, similar. And it came to me like a tuning fork, you know, when you have that tuning fork, that resonance that goes to that peaceful place you're in your heart. As soon as the tech gets switched on, or just this message, or just that, and all of that mind stuff, that tuning fork starts shaking. And I've felt that in my body at times. Just felt my body vibrating. I'm like, what is going on? And just realize, wow, I am actually detoxing from this resonance. How do I do it? Keep going into our heart. We know how to do this, right? Just keep practicing. Like you said, things can come up. And to me, it's that going back to that gentle, smooth tuning fork, recalibrating myself back into that space. And it's interesting what you said about things can come up because I observed, oh, this thought came up or this poked me. Where is this coming from? But I was really able to look at it from a much slower point of view, just observe it. Really slowly. And we talked about that crayon, you know, when the mind gets active, it's like that scribbling crayon around and around and around. So it's watching it a little bit and it's getting lighter and lighter. I felt this. Do you ever see in a fancy restaurant, they'll present this dessert and what's over the top is this sort of crystalline sugary decoration or bird's nest looking thing. And I visualize it. I'm like, okay, these thoughts have that texture. They're so fragile now. I just envisioned it collapsing, like it just collapsed and poof. And it was really interesting to play with. And I just kept playing with it. And as a week went by, oh, you again? Cool. And I just collapse it and watched it all disappear. And I'm back in my heart. It was my point of really saying this is I took the time to observe that and then practice some tools to get rid of it. So now it's just lighter and lighter and lighter. Not completely gone, but it's lighter and lighter. I don't know if it ever completely goes. That's up to us, I guess, but it was fun. It was fun to play with. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh no, I love that. Now can I ask you?
Yeah.
So, because we're all because you're help. Oh my gosh, you're helping me. You're helping so many people, the listeners, with your observations. So, what, Zosia, are some tool? And I say tools, but what? So, what did you do when you notice when you recognize something that's the beginnings of a potential timeline that you do not want to participate in, or do you feel it? Do you feel it? And then, How do you transmute it into not becoming a reactionary timeline? What are some things that you've noticed that so that maybe these can be a tool or tools in our tool belt that we can use if you want to share.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren, too. And I'd say it's everything Q has shared with us. In my experience, it's been applying those tools, going within slower, it's faster. And so we all know this, but I feel we also know there's a process to that, at least in my experience. And every time I do it, and really, so this last week, I was able to get slower because I cleared the disturbances out. I cleared the tech out, just knowing it comes through tech. Great things come through tech. I miss all of my friends. I miss you. You know, I miss that connection, but just had to go through the exercise. So for me, each time I do this exercise, I get stronger and stronger, just more clear. Oh, okay, that's the metastasize. Oh, last time I learned about this door, now they're coming this way. And it's really just by clearing out those infrequent, those dis the dissonance. I could feel my spirit. Where did I want to go? So it's really in communion with just my spirit. I don't really know how else to say it, as again, I know you're a feeling person as well. It's feeling it. And by clearing out the noise, my body got calm. My mind stopped until it didn't. And then I watched it stop. So the tool is really everything Q says. It's go within and going slower. So I mean slow. Like I was going 2 miles per hour, meaning my day, I'd look like a useless, really useless to anyone in the matrix. What'd you do today? As little as possible. I stayed in bed. I rolled out of bed when I wanted to. Oh, look, it's sunny outside. I went, you know, it's just so silly, but it's actually pretty profound to get to that place to identify what it feels like. I went to feed the birds. I walked on the beach. I went to get a coffee and sat and looked at the water. Whatever brings me joy in that moment and recognizing it more, what brings me joy. It's really, the matrix would boot me out in a minute, thankfully. It's that redemptive purpose, really, to understand, oh, everything we were doing literally was backwards and upside down. So 2 miles per hour, that's what it was for me. We all know. We all know. And it's a process. For me, it's a process. So
It
does that?
does. It does. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. 'Cause like you said, everyone's process, it's a process and it's going to look different for everyone. I mean,
Yes.
I am single. I live alone with my three dogs. So that's going to look very different versus, a mom with young children or a new mother
Yes.
or a family. That's going to look very different. So, do you mind if we go into, the transition to that, just talking about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, so I observed that, once you're away from it, you're just a completely different person. But then once you just just the tip. Sorry, Socia. Just no one's
I'm
gonna
not.
understand.
I am not. I am not jumping off the cliff with you. You are on your own. On your own. You can clean up that.
You
Are on your own. I'm enjoying this.
little image on my bio page, it's like, everyone, don't do that. Me, that. I put my foot out, right? All right, let's get back to it. So it's very subtle. It's subtle. It's consuming. It consumes you. It can just like pull, like the movie The Matrix, just sucking you right back in, the Mr. Smiths, right? So we're in this transition phase. I found that it's balance. There's got to be balance. That's the key, is balance. So telling people that oh, I'm going to do a tech break, telling my family, telling friends, and like you said, like I miss the connection with my friends. That's the part that gets tricky. because we love, connecting and talking. And so I'm wondering, and I don't have all the answers here, but I'm wondering, like, how do we bridge that gap? Because then, oh, well, they're going to come back. So they're off their tech break. So now they're, oh, it's like business as usual. So I wonder, like, how do we do that? And then for the moms, like for the moms, for the people who are still, working on their exit strategy from the matrix or different situations, what do you feel? Anything that comes to your heart on that?
Yeah, I feel it's through inspiration, right? We're inspired to chat with a friend, inspired to connect with someone. That's totally different resonance, right? Than, I have to pick up the phone call, right? We all know that. So I feel like that's it. And knowing your own balance. The beauty of doing it with all of us is we're speaking, how do we say it? Speaking the same language. We're growing together using sort of similar vocabulary and knowing through Q and Mermaid and how they share. And if I can just quote going back, I know we're going to talk about this in a minute, but our beautiful interview with Q and Mermaid, this applies when she described when you have an unconditional love for all, you can't get angry at someone for choosing to do something else. It's not to offend you or upset you, right? So we all know that. So knowing that if you called and if I didn't pick up, you just know it has. You're not going to go into that place like, oh, she didn't call me in so long. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of the company we're keeping by experimenting with this, I feel is perfect because we're all supporting each other. We're knowing that we're all testing this and doing this and that we're going to connect. We know we're going to connect at the perfect time. It'll be perfectly synchronistic. I remember talking to one friend. We tried to connect with each other multiple times during the week. And then I'll just say on the Friday we connected and all of these interesting synchronicities were coming up. I said, see, it kind of points to why we never connected earlier in the week. We wouldn't have been able to put these dots together. So it's just connecting and knowing that we're all in the flow. Now that's with each other, right? But back to families and obligations, I've cut so many of those out that it's not really an issue for me anymore. So there's a freedom in that. What did you what came up for you? Oh, and harmony, just to throw in that word harmony and how that weaves in with it all. How do you keep harmony in your life with that? I feel like that's what you're touching on.
I've noticed I have to create boundaries, and I'll say, be the first to admit, I haven't been the best at doing that, just because I came from that people pleaser, just want to make everyone happy and don't make waves, and I was the fixer. I'd like to I was the fixer, trying to fix things and help. But to the detriment of my own journey and my evolution. So I would say, creating boundaries. And I mean, even one day, Zosha, I turned the ringer off. I just turned the ringer off.
And I've turned off my answering machine so no one could leave me a message.
Oh, wow. I love that. And I was gonna say something.
Sorry
Oh,
to interrupt you.
no, it's perfect. I also, oh, did you want to say something?
Well, that's a beautiful step, turning off your ringer. That is, you just demonstrated creating a boundary for yourself, what you can tolerate too much.
Yeah.
So you turned it off. It's beautiful.
I did. I just turned the thing off. And something else, I remember Asha talking with Q one time, and Asha said, well, I mean, is it everyone's great joy to, change the baby's diaper? No, but oh, I enjoy my baby having a clean bottom, being in a clean diaper, and that brings me joy. So maybe just reframing some of the how we our perspective and of what we're doing. So I don't know, it's hit or miss. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, working out and going to the gym, but I love how my body feels afterwards. I love being able to pick up a 40-pound bag of bird seed and take it to the backyard if I need to. So maybe that's just, some examples of reframing. How does it make me feel when I do this? Just reframing it that way. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I love that that you just shared that, because it is a great reminder, and feel it's even been discussed regarding homesteading. Someone might not enjoy the intrinsics of going to the court or the recording office, but they're so inspired by freedom that that is stronger, a stronger feeling, a stronger inspiration that helps get through that process, which I feel is exactly what you're sharing. So it's beautiful, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you. It's definitely I played with it, you know. I tried not going to the gym and saw it and experienced how I felt and I didn't like it. And so, okay, well let me try going and just seeing the delta between, don't we sound like Q, Zosia? The
Yeah.
intrinsics and the delta. We love you, Q.
I know. He said,
And
we'll all sound like
Mermaid.
each other.
Love you, Q and Mermaid.
Disciples comes into mind, like we're sharing the message.
That's right. And Zosia, like I have to share, we talked about this. Mermaid, I was so inspired by you talking about the jewelry last week. I found an old tennis bracelet that my mother gave me that I haven't worn in forever. And I said, okay, it's what I have to work with right now. And so I'm gonna wear it. So thank you, Mermaid. You inspired me.
Isn't it beautiful when she said, I love that whole conversation. When she said it's a spiritual experience, I'm like, yes,
Yes, thank
I've
you.
been searching for my earrings. Now I'm going to throw in a bracelet too. It's so funny. It's beautiful too, because to me, just demonstrating the way we like to express ourselves or we like to feel, there's just whatever comes up. I love it. I pictured her with a sleeve of gemstone bracelets up her arm. It's so funny.
I pictured her swimming around in the ocean with just this gold and gems and these stones and just like reflecting. Like it's just, you know, just in the water. It's just beautiful.
And points to the omnipresence or the lineage of her spirit. You know what I mean? We've talked about this, and why do we have certain inclinations for something? What's coming through? And I feel like that was her way of expressing it, when how beautiful Nefertiti came up as well a couple times, right? There's a history there. There's a lineage or an essence that keeps coming through all of us. So I feel that for me comes up in some of the things I'm gravitated to in this life, and it's fun. It's fun to play with.
That's right. Yeah, it
And now
is.
we can
Yeah, it
look
is.
sparkly doing
I
it.
And don't you feel good? Like, I just feel so beautiful. I mean, it doesn't have to be some expensive piece of jewelry either. I mean, it could be something that you make. I mean, it can be, you know, like we all have our style and our preference, you know, but you just feel so good in it. And doesn't that raise our frequency?
Yeah. Oh, you mean being yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
And being sparkly at the same time.
Authenticity, the highest vibration.
And that's right. That's right. I remember when I did, I remember one of the shows that we did. And I don't know, I can't remember what exactly I was talking about, but oh, I think it was our first show with Q and Mermaid, and we were talking about started talking about sacred sexuality and Mary Magdalene, and you know, I said I love making love, and I just do. And you know, I was really surprised that I shared all that information, and I remember reaching out to a beautiful friend. She said it's okay to say her name, Lee, beautiful sister. And I said to her, and I was going, remember I told you, Zosia, I was going through some internal dialogue of, oh, you slut, why would you say that, right? Do you remember me telling you about
Yes,
that?
absolutely.
And I said to Lee, I said, thank you for loving me and accepting me just the way I am in all of my wildness and all of my, you know, and all of my authenticity. And she sent me the most beautiful message. It says authenticity is vulnerability is being authentic and vulnerable is what makes you beautiful.
Yes, that's right.
And it just touched my heart so much. I started tearing up when I saw that. And it's just, I know that's what we're all doing. Right?
Absolutely. And that's a shared ones too. One of my favorite quotes is, beauty is that which expresses its true nature, which points to what Lee shared with you, the authenticity. It's true beauty when someone's in their flow, their natural, authentic flow. I love, even in beauty, I used to love over the years meeting a quote character, someone who really, they just cursed like a trooper. They just said it how they said it. They just were, had such total comfort with who they were. I learned so much from all of these people observing because I observed what I wasn't doing. I wasn't fully expressing myself. And it was just beautiful. So it doesn't even come with always a sweet moment. Just, I'll just say a biker. I remember meeting a biker, tattoos all over. All he's just beautiful. Just beautiful because he expressed his, he just was himself. It's that. So yes, so it's Lauren, what you just shared too is vulnerable, and your feelings when you went through that experience with feeling, all of those words coming to you. It's something coming through. So for you to share it, to me, that's also generosity. The ability to share something so deep. We know it, all of us in the matrix know we've been slammed at times from sharing like that or being judged. So you also demonstrated an unconditional love and a presence of someone holding with you just to be, not to comment even on it, just to allow you to be. That's unconditional love. How did Q start our last show with us? I'm in presence with you. That's healing.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
That's where we're going.
It's beautiful. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well,
Can I?
Sersha, yeah, please,
I
please.
just wanted to throw in one piece before I forgot because it really, I'm really excited to hear the parents, the Happy New Now. I love the name of that show too. But when Mermaid, when we ended the interview with Q and Mermaid, you reminded me because I couldn't remember. Q said, "Oh, there are Selkies." Right? And
Yes.
you and I got on looking up Selkies and researching that whole area. And there's so much to that for my
Oh.
personal knowing and awakening. And then Mermaid asked me about my name, Zosha, and reflected on a character, Zersha. And so, for the parents out there and for the non-parents, all of this, in case you missed it, Mermaid recommended Song of the Sea. It's a Celtic film, it's animated. Let me just say it again, Song of the Sea. It's an animated film about the life of Selkies, and it takes place in Ireland. It was so beautiful. I just cried at the end, and it—I don't even know how it awoken things within myself. Lauren, you and I spoke about this—the beauty of this film—and I really recommend it. And if you haven't shown your kids, but again, adults as well, it just touched. It was just sweet and touching into really the. The deeper essence of all of us and all of our other experiences, and it was just a wow. So I wanted to be sure to throw that in. Lauren, what did you want to share anything about that film?
I'm so glad you did, Sosha. You shared it with me, and I was watching it, and same thing. It awakened the knowings and the memories, if you will, in me and my love for the water. And I will say this: I will never. I'm not living at the water currently. I'm landlocked right now. I will never not live at the ocean. I will always be at the water because it's home. I can't describe. It's just so peaceful and I can't even put words to it, but I'm so glad you shared that with me, Sosha, because I was just crying, just tearing up throughout the movie, and I loved it. And yeah, I would recommend watching it with your kids or just, yourself. Just so beautiful. So beautiful.
Also, to add, it came out in 2014, if that helps anyone search. And what's interesting too, if I can share, my daughter, we used to call her the fish because we live at the ocean. We'd always take her to the ocean. And she was a child you could never take out of the water. All the kids would leave and go play something else. She stayed in the water. I'm not kidding you. Hours upon hours in the water. So what touched me as well is the story of the mother and the daughter. And their love for the ocean and all these other pieces opened up about myself and even my daughter. And I told her about it, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I was just reading a book recently about Selkies." I'm like, I just have chills right now. just the synchronicities of how the universe responds to us, and there's little love notes everywhere. I'm just finding an abundance more and more of all the little love notes pointing to my direction, my lineage, my experiences. That, you know what I mean? Like the movies mention wink with a sweet wink,
Yep.
and right, it's just
So sweet.
it's and getting quieter, getting more peaceful. They're just growing more and more and more. It's just really so fun. So that movie, there's so many things, you know, everything we've talked about this too. There's so many moving parts to everything. It's not just one statement. It's what's behind it and what's behind it and all the different angles. So when my daughter's brought into that too, and I share it, and she has her experience, interesting.
Oh yeah, so just like you said, like I think you've mentioned before, it's many spinning plates in the air all at once.
Yeah. And sorry, one more thing, Lauren, and I found this, and I didn't, I'll share it now. Also searching the Song of the Sea, I found if you search this Celtic Song of the Sea and then put in Irish low whistle, if anyone's interested, it's a beautiful woman playing on the long, what did she call it? Oh, the low whistle. It looks like a long flute. And it goes on for about 10 minutes. It's just this beautiful Celtic haunting in a positive way song, if you're interested. It just stunning. I'm gonna share it with you after this, Lauren. Sorry I didn't share that with you sooner.
Oh no, that's
But
perfect.
it's kind of Enya-esque, you know, has that feeling of Enya feeling in it. But
Oh
just
yeah.
since Mermaid mentioned it, I'll just throw out that piece as well if that resonates with anyone.
I'm so glad you did. Yeah. I will say too, after watching that movie, I was researching potential properties in Ireland, Scotland, and it's like there's a familiarity there. It's not my process is a little bit different. I wish I had like, oh yeah, this place, right? You know, like the specifics. But there's this feeling of coming home, this familiarity. Like you look at the beautiful, the lush green grass and the trees, and then the rocky cliffs and that ocean. It just stirred something up within me. And so yeah, I love how Q and Mermaid give us like you said, little winks. That help us, you know. It's so beautiful.
And for all of us, right? I feel
Yeah,
him
all
doing
of
it with
us.
other callers, and
Yep.
it's, you could talk to someone, he doesn't answer your question, but he answers it in someone else's question or something. It's really fascinating.
That's right.
And Lauren, I'm seeing the time too. Can you believe it? We still have time. We have, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes left, but let me ask you, the questions last week,
Yeah.
weren't they amazing?
Oh.
Did we have so much fun? Just cute. Like, thank you for weaving us into the conversation about nature and children. And is there anything that stood out to you, Lauren, that you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I'm so glad. Thank you for keeping a check on the
Not usually my specialty.
yeah, I loved so basically he's asking, you know, one of the things that he asked, and a dear sister helped show me this too. When did your connection to nature, to animals, and then the disconnection, and then the reunion, so to speak, or that reconnection with nature and animals, and in essence your spirit, yourself. When did that happen for you? And he asked you, and he asked myself, and I'm sure the listeners, you know, asking the listeners, you know, to go within and ask themselves the same question. I loved that, and I also loved, Zosia, how your response on just observing your son. You know, I think it was a video game or some kind of tech, giving him a time frame to use it, and then when it was time, okay, it's time, you know. And you had to, you know, remove it, his reaction to it. And you were teaching awareness. I mean, you were teaching him awareness. And I thought that was so powerful. Anything you want to share on that?
Thank you, Lauren. Yeah, that's I'd say as my parenting style, it for whatever it is, and just aware I didn't used to love to talk about myself because I'd get those blank looks from people.
Yeah.
But we're in a whole new place to speak about it. But yes, for me, I knew raising my children was it was my purpose. It was my mission in this life. And so I was singularly focused on it in so many ways. And that was one of the things that always came to me was being able to maybe be the bridge for them or the advocate that I said to help them see it. You know, they'd share. I think, I don't know if I shared this on the radio, but I'll give an example. I feel you touched on it. I did not totally remove video games for my children because it's like, you know, if you ever said, I'm not going to eat whatever food anymore, all you think about is that food. So I always wanted them to have a taste of it because if they didn't do it in my home, they were going to go to their friends and then do it for longer. So I'd rather be able to observe them. So in short, I'd let him play on the game. I'd give him an hour and he's going to love me talking about this. It was beautiful, really, because he'd play the game and he's a very sensitive nature. And then he would literally freak out as I turn out the game, just throw a tantrum. And it went on enough times, you know, we'd discuss it. Thankfully, he had, I'll just say, I don't know how else to say it, but he had light in him to observe or self-awareness of himself. Do you see what's happening? You're having this tantrum. Do you notice that you don't have a tantrum any other time of the day or any other day of the week? And he was able to observe that in himself. Okay, so what do you feel is going on? Do you feel it's the video game? So slowing it down and pointing out to him to allow him to come up with the answer instead of me telling him, I felt was far more effective for me as a parent to weave them into the process. And I realized, oh, okay, that's me. That's my job. I help them bridge this how to see things. Is that what you're?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
Thank
just
you.
that really touched me. I mean, 'cause I didn't know about the, you know what I mean? Like you were already doing it, Zosia. You were already doing what Q and Mermaid have been, you were already doing it.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren. I do overlap with a lot. It's one of the really strong connections I had too, was hearing them share about things. And I felt, yeah, I have been doing some of this too, not to the strongest way that they talk about it, but sorry, I just saw that we have a few minutes. What I'd love to also talk about too, maybe I don't know, maybe other people are excited about too. And Lauren, you do have children. You're a mother. You're motherling. You are mothering. You have the mothering nature. So I know you're excited about this topic as well, but I'd love to talk more about a balance about bridging homeschooling with another system of where kids can be with each other, play sports, and do other things together. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a balance between the two on our new earth. So maybe we can weave that in somehow in our conversation next week as well, if that's exciting.
Oh yes,
Wow,
Zosia,
we just need
thank
more
you.
time,
We
Lauren.
need more time. Oh my gosh, that was so beautiful. Yes, I am a mommy to my fur babies. So thank you so much for just thank you so much for recognizing that and sharing that.
Look at your nurturing spirit. Look at the beginning of the show. Like you have that as well. And we don't have to be, you know, we don't have to be a doctor to recognize physical ailments in someone. Do you know what I mean? So your perspective is so beautiful and important as well, because you know what? There's other people out there like you. There's other people out there like me. So it's important that we're expressing from our points of view.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Zosia. Thank you so much. And I have to say, gosh, we probably have like one minute left. I am so all about talking about the homeschooling and how to bridge with the
Yeah.
sports, just like everything you just said. And okay,
Got
well,
1 minute.
got 1 minute. Q and Mermaid, we love you. We love you. We love
We
you.
do.
Thank you so much for doing everything that you do. We just love you so much.
And thank you to our audience for showing up for us. We love all of you. We appreciate you. And we're going to be with all of you next on PRQ Homesteading. We have a long day. PRQ
Woohoo!
Timeline, Sunshine, Go Girl, and Whiplash Talks. Being inspired and project review with Q.
Yay!
Yay. Another show, Lauren.
Yay!
I love you.
I love you too.
All right, we'll see you next week with Cue Mermaid.